I've been asking all morning what your childhood was like. Was it fast? Was it slow? And whether you managed to make it work for your children, because Helen Haywood, Tasmanian author, has just released her book, A Slow Childhood, Notes on Thoughtful Parenting. And she found herself in London with a child, suddenly realising that maybe she wanted to be more like her mum than anyone could reasonably expect. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Rick.
That's part of the book that I really like, is your sort of shock realisation that you wanted to do it more like your mum did.
Oh, look, that's a really loaded question to any woman, Rick.
It is.
Yes, it really is. I knew that I wanted to have a baby. I didn't know that I wanted to be a mother. And I think I dig quite deep into that, and I realised that the fear of turning into my mother was really strong. She was a very strong presence in myself and three sisters' lives. And now I've come out the other end, per se, 20 years on. I am that mother and I'm not that mother. I think what I really discovered, Rick, was that turning into your mother, the fear of turning into your mother, unpacking that, it was that I didn't know whether I had wasted my mother's life looking after me. Now, that's a really big question. No one can answer it. Even my mother couldn't answer that one. And so in being there for my own children and wanting them to take me for granted and wanting them to lean on me while they were young so that they could grow up strong enough to leave me as I had done my mother was always going to be a really big thing.
I was just having one of those big chats you have with your mum sometimes, and I said to her, you know, you raised four children, all of whom were independently living from home by 19. Now, you've got to see that as a massive success. She goes, or you were just desperate to get away from me. And you never know.
No, you don't. I've got one of those.
He's on a boat.
He's on a boat to New Caledonia today. Is he on the boat to escape family life? Is he on the boat to expand his awareness of life?
Or because his family life is so strong, he can be an adventurer.
Well, that's your hope, but you're never completely free of the paranoid fear that it's to escape you.
There's a great line in your book saying that parenting or mothering is a kind of performance.
Oh, look, that's something I was told by a friend of mine who was a psychotherapist in London, and I actually poo-pooed and I thought, don't be silly. It's the most natural thing in the world. And then I had two kids under four, and I realised that every morning I woke up around this time or earlier, I was really putting on a version of myself that I wanted them to see to feel excited about the world. So, yeah, it was a performance, and I'm still doing it.
Your mums sell things. They're the best salespeople, don't they? Eat this. It'd be lovely. Oh, go on. We'll have fun. It's just raining a bit.
Yeah.
It's a show.
Yeah. But it overcomes that kind of equivocation that might otherwise come to the fore, like when you're chatting to a friend. It's gloomy today. What should we do? Well, we've got a three-year-old. We'll go to the zoo or we'll do something fun with the rain.
So as you're a psychologist and you analyze yourself. That's part of what you do. Does that make parenting difficult because you're stopping to ask yourself questions about what you're doing all the time?
Well, my psychotherapy tapered off when I had children, partly because I didn't have time, but also partly because I realized that what I was giving to them was finite. The love I had for them was finite because in that love had to include love for myself. And if I ran low on love for myself, then I couldn't be there for them in that expansive way. And so I instinctively went towards writing, which is more solitary, more self-feeding, rather than give myself over and above to other people in a small room.
The book is called A Slow Childhood, Notes on Thoughtful Parenting. The author is Helen Haywood, Tasmanian, who then came back. You had your babies, you came back.
Yeah,
to Tasmania, as so many Tasmanians do.
Had them in London, yeah. Scottish husband. Never thought I would return to Australia. Even called my second child Charlotte, like my other sister called her child Charlotte. So sure was I we would never be in the same country.
That wouldn't be a problem.
Now there's a big Charlotte and a small Charlotte. And then when they reached around the age that we were really stuffing out of a small first-floor flat in London, the idea of more space was incredibly appealing, and a big sky and all the things that I'd had as a child. Yeah.
You've got a husband, though, who those weren't part of his childhood. And this is a real Tasmanian thing where someone gets the call in their bones to bring the children back and put them outside in Tasmania. And then we have to reconcile it with our partners. So,
well, he got the real estate bug.
Uh-huh.
And I got the swimming in the ocean bug.
Oh, you're fine then.
And we didn't realize they weren't the same things. So we satisfied the real estate bug. But actually, in a Scottish husband, or he's really British, I have a cross-cultural marriage. And we've been together now, this is our 30th year. We have become different people in that time. Of course we have. So he spends a significant amount of time in Italy where he speaks fluent Italian and works incredibly hard. And I stay here. And that forms the last chapter of the book, which is called Surrender.
And why? What is it that we surrender to in the end?
It becomes a love story. It becomes the reason that you're on the earth, but not an end in itself. And it's allowing we to transcend I. So the sense of us as a family, letting go of fairness and thinking maybe happiness is more important, and letting go of plans and just believing in life, the goodness of life.
Do you think there's, it's about an hour's conversation to talk about letting go of fairness, but it's news headlines time. So do you think then that you're going to have to do another book now where you take back on fairness and you take back on I as your children leave
home?
Well,
the one after I'm doing now, which is called Homework, which is about the value of domestic life, is going to be what next? What comes after that consuming love of family once you've let go?
The book, A Slow Childhood, Notes on Thoughtful Parenting, author Helen Haywood. Nice to talk to you this morning, Helen.
Thanks, Rick.